So, of course, President Obama is really about two industries, well, kind of three if you take the banking industry. Pharmaceutical, which he's all in, and, you know, these will do anything to help the pharmaceutical industry. And what other industry, John?
Well, he's in the banking, for sure. But go on.
Yeah, but what part of banking? Come on, man. Help
Big
me.
Big banking. I don't know. I don't know where you're
headed. How about
insurance?
The insurance industry.
Oh, yeah. No, the insurance industry, he's in their pockets.
Car insurance. You have to answer questions like this.
If this is the first time you're getting a car, how many years have you been driving? In the past 5 years, how many accidents or violations?
Jacob Baum sells auto insurance at Choice Insurance Agency in Brooklyn, New York. He asks these questions to help insurers figure out how likely it is your car will be involved in an accident. Not just you as the driver, your
an
car.
An accident.
Besides yourself, who else lives with you?
Now, remember, she's saying...
Who is this girl? Is this a college station?
Yeah, that's NPR. Exactly. It's a college station.
Well, you're kidding me.
No, this is NPR. Yeah, listen to the big
payoff. Just see how much your car... If you're going to be an accident.
Well,
regardless of their age.
Now, imagine we ask gun owners these same questions.
How old are you? What's your gender? What type of gun is this? Are there teenagers in the house?
Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan, and this is what he wants. He wants people like Jacob Baum to be asking these same questions of gun owners, to be selling them liability insurance based on their answers.
I'm telling you, this is the way to go. If you pass the test, which is based on the DSM, and you want a gun, yeah, no problem. You just got to take out insurance on having the gun. This is fantastic.
Oh, that is genius.
This is the way to go.
That's a good catch.
This is the way to go. You got to have gun insurance.
We know that cars kill people, and so we have strong liability insurance requirements for cars. We also know guns kill, in the United States, literally tens of thousands of people a year. It seems like it's creating enormous social harm, and we're asking you to pay for it.
Well, I love it. You know, whenever someone says, hey, man, cars don't kill people. People kill people. They say, well, neither do guns, so why don't we just have them insured just like a car? This is the only argument that is valid. This is fantastic. Everybody wins on Obama's side.
First says requiring insurance wouldn't just provide compensation for families of gun violence victims. It would help keep guns out of the hands of people we don't want to have them.
Oh, sure.
This is insurance. Wait, hold on a second.
I know.
Wow, what a bunch of morons if anybody listens to NPR and laps this up like a pet dog. Lap, lap, lap. I just mentioned earlier, gangbangers are buying guns from each other.
Yeah.
They're not taking out insurance.
Well, wait a minute.
The guys who are shooting up the children in the neighborhoods with drive-bys?
You mean tell me they don't have like a...
It's bogus.
They don't have a gun fair?
This is unconscionable.
There's no gangster gun fair where they all go and have a swap meet? Come on.
Well, they might.
Yeah. Think about it.
Anyway, go on.
Go on. What else can I say? I mean, that's it. This is to get everybody on the drugs, or at least diagnose everybody, and then get them on the drugs, and then, you know, the people that still
like
want
the
guns.
Insurance angle though, that's genius.
Yeah, well, and it's being propagated by your national treasure. Makes total sense to me.
If you wake up with the blues, trying to fill your day with news, there's one thing you must remember, no agenda in the morning.
For a healthy, balanced news diet, try noagendashow.com.
Dvorak.org/NA.